We meet Amal at the mosque for Friday prayer.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
She's wearing a bright red jumpsuit and a pink hijab.
Nice to meet you.
It's 1 week before the month of Ramadan, when Amal and other Muslims will fast from dawn until sunset for 29 to 30 days. The prayer room is covered in segments of plush, ornate carpeting. Women of all ages and nationalities come into the room. Some kneel, some sit. The call to prayer is sung, and the imam begins his sermon.
My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as we draw closer and closer to the month of Ramadan, one of the things that we need to focus on and recognize its importance is our relationship with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amal grew up in Botswana. She came to the U.S. in 2014 to study international development at MSU.
I have, like, my friends call it an identity crisis because I basically am from Uganda and both my parents are from Uganda. However, I grew up in Botswana all of my life.
Islam has always been important to her family, and she can remember experiencing Ramadan when she was a child.
When you're little, then everybody gets excited about Ramadan and all the little kids want to fast, even though it's like you're so little and you know that you're going to get super hungry.
Coming to the U.S. has given Amal a greater understanding of Islam and helped her see it in a new light.
Coming here to America, like, so many people like question, oh, why are you wearing the hijab? Why do you pray like this? Why do you guys fast for 30 days? And these were things that I just took for granted and I was like, because. But then I really had to think and it made me kind of research the religion more so that I could actually have like valid answers for people.
Part of this new exploration of her faith has led to some changes in the way she practices Islam.
I don't wear the hijab most of the time, but just seeing like the climate in the U.S., I just felt like it was just maybe better, like if I just didn't. And my family has been like supportive. I mean, they do wish that I would just wear the hijab, but they have been supportive either way.
And there have been other ways Amal has had to adapt, like during Ramadan.
Normally at home when we're fasting, it's from 6 to like 6, and it's like really, really easy, and the sun is usually not bad because it will be winter time there back home.
But in Michigan, it's much more difficult because it's summer here, and the days are longer.
So it's probably like 17 hours, maybe 16 hours. It was really, really hard because I wasn't used to the hours.
Fasting during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam. Muslims fast as an act of worship to get closer to God. The end of fasting is the beginning of a celebration called Eid. Families come together, friends congratulate each other, and communities pray together.
And after people come back from the mosque, they usually, like, they give each other hugs because it's almost like Christmas and then everybody's hugging and they're all saying Eid Mubarak, which basically means Happy Eid.
And the best part is the endless pile of foods to eat and bond over.
I miss the chapati, which here would maybe be called like naan or roti. And then we would have like these little things called mandazi, which is almost like small little cakes that are deep fried. And we would have that with fresh squeezed orange juice. Like I would always make it for my family.
Amal always misses her family, but she says it's especially hard to be away from them during Ramadan.
Being with family even just gives you like a great connection with God because there's so many people who are like, you know, encouraging you just even like indirectly by doing good things. Then it encourages you to also go and pray and to also just like read Quran and do good things.
And she and her family are very close. Amal is the third of seven children.
We all have Arabic names that have meanings. Like my name is Amal and it means hope. Like I'm the first person in my family to study abroad. And like I always try to help my family. But also because I'm the hope for my family, they also like always try to help me when I'm going through a lot of stuff.
Amal reached out to other Muslims here in the area and found a community of people she could connect with. This will be her third Ramadan away from her family. But now she has a support system.
I'm really happy that this year, like, I'll be with people who are, like, my close friends because I know that they can encourage me too and we can, like, do things together. Like, even just now coming to the mosque together, that's really just nice because then it's like you're not walking the journey alone, you're walking with people too. And that feels good.
Oh, Allah, the Almighty.
Allahu
protect me and guide me.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.
Your love and mercy. Ya Allah, don't deprive me from beholding your beauty.